8:39, Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Dave Ennett, we got a big guest coming on.
Who's that?
This is big. This is really big. Our next guest is the star of the WGN Morning News. He's performing at the Beverly Arts Center tomorrow night. Please welcome in the talented, the funny, the greatest comic of our time. From the WGN Morning News, the biggest star at WGN TV,
it is
Pat Tomasulo.
I really thought that for a second you were going to say he is the star of Man of the People Saturday nights at 10 on. I thought you were going to get tripped up there, but you didn't.
It's canceled, Pat. Pat, yeah. we're friends. I follow your career.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's been a while since we've talked. I don't know
what's
going on in my life.
Let me give the backstory for a lot of people that don't know this.
Out of the neighborhood, I don't hear from you.
Pat and I were neighbors for 10 years.
Yeah.
Dave, why don't you ask me how many times Pat and I saw each other?
Oh, I don't know. Pete, how many times did you and Pat see each other in the neighborhood?
One time.
Ask him how many times he invited me over to his house.
14.
Yeah, that's a lie. Dave, what was fun for me to do is I had a window overlooking one of the main streets in Roscoe Village, and mm-hmm. anytime there was a parade and they would close down the streets and Pete would be drinking in the streets,
yes.
I would spy on him and text him, and then he would look up and see me standing in the window just staring at him and his family.
They would have parades all the time, and it was usually led by Lane Tech's marching band, and as any good parent, I self-medicate as I walk in the parade with my son, Charlie.
Oh, that's good.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah. Parents in this neighborhood love getting hammered, I can tell you that. Right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I only moved a mile away.
Yeah. By the way, you moved out at a good time because they've probably quadrupled the amount of street fairs and parades they have in this neighborhood. You got out just in time. They do that 5K. Have you been here for the 5K?
I was out of town last year, but I'll do it this year.
Oh, 5K. They shut down every street in the neighborhood so people can go for a jog. It's so convenient.
Oh, boy.
Dude, I hate organized runs. Just such a pain in the ass.
What do you mean? You do these runs. You're not a runner, but yeah. I do these runs with my wife because they serve beer at the end.
And you can do that any day of the week. Just go for a run and come home and drink beer. Why do I have to be locked into my house for 5 hours? That's like the marathon. It's like any day of the week you can run a marathon. You could just run to Rosemont and back. Hey, hooray, marathon. You got to close down every street. There's like 7 people who have a chance of winning it. So just give them marathon day and wrap it up in 90 minutes.
Well, it's a bonding thing, and people need a deadline, and they need a location to go to. That's
why
they do it.
Well, I can't help the fact that people can't motivate themselves.
Right.
And they need a deadline. That shouldn't be my problem.
Is this some of the comedy that we're going to see tomorrow night at the Beverly Arts Center?
This is just my overall daily angst that I'm sharing with you. But yes, it's a portion of what you'll... It's a lot of me complaining about things.
I went to beverlyartcenter.org, and on the front page is a countdown of you.
Yeah.
Laugh in the new year with Pat Tomasulo.
Like it's like launching the space shuttle. That's the anticipation.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's like the NASA clock.
Yeah, it's a countdown. It's like the doomsday clock. It's like Watchmen. That's what people are gearing up and, you know, huddling with their loved ones, getting ready to witness history.
Well, I'm going to be
coming, right?
I got a thing, but we'll talk about that in a second.
Last time you saw me perform, 04?
You know what? We'll talk about that in a second. I'm going to give away a pair of tickets so you can talk to your people since you used to be a man of the people.
Yeah.
So we're going to give away a pair.
Yeah. How are we giving it away? Do they have to guess my weight? What's the, is there a contest?
If you want one, I was just going to give it to caller number 7. The payoff
all right, just
is...
do that. That's a lot easier. All caller right. number 7. Why call, wouldn't it be caller number 9?
Well, I mean, 7.
Oh, you're 720. 720. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
We could do caller number 9. If you'd
have a caller 720. Are you afraid there's not 720 people listening right
Let's
now?
Let's do caller number 7. You'll get a pair of tickets to see Pat Tomasulo. Do they get backstage passes? Do they get to meet you?
I mean, that wasn't part of the deal.
It wasn't. I just wanted to put you on the spot.
Put me on the spot. I don't know. I mean, we don't have a meet and greet plan because they're going to turn the room over.
Yes, they do. No, yeah. They're not going to meet you. They get a pair of tickets and see you on stage. Hold on.
Let me get close enough that I'll sweat on them.
All right. 312-981-7200. Let's do caller number 7. You'll see Pat Tomasulo tomorrow night at the Beverly Arts Center. We'll talk to Pat some more in a second. All right. On the phone with us, the star of the WGN Morning News, Pat Tomasulo. How much time do you have off during the holidays?
A week.
All right. Not bad.
Yeah.
And are you... Are you up in northern Wisconsin? Where are you?
No, I'm home now because I'm performing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got the big show.
Yeah, which is why I'm on your show. Which
right.
Is why I'm on your show
I didn't
right
know
now.
If you were, you know, if you were driving back today.
I was up there for a few days, 4 nights, which is usually, you know, one more night than I like to stay in somebody else's home. But, you know, it was the holiday.
And that's your in-laws, correct?
Yeah, and I love them to pieces, but it's no matter how much you love somebody, 3 nights in their house tops is really the limit. I think that's a good universal number. After 3 nights, you start wanting to kill people.
Cheese curds. How many pounds did you put down?
None. We didn't go out to eat. We cooked the whole time. They don't cook cheese curds up there. They, you know, you buy them when you go out to dinner or you go out to a fish fry. But
you bring them into your house too. The cheese curds, man.
I'm not a big squeaky cheese curds guy.
God,
I like the fried cheese curds. They're okay. I like the fried ones better.
Fried? You're talking Saganaki, the Greek fried cheese?
No. I'm talking. You've never had fried cheese curds?
I don't know. Or do they?
No,
well, they
cheese curds, but they're deep fried.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And you dip them in apple butter or some or a little ranch.
Look at
dressing.
You. Yeah, you're talking like a Wisconsinite now.
Yeah, you get with a little spotted cow, and then you have a fish fry with a little potato salad or some French fries.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You didn't go to the Legion for the Friday night fish fry?
No, I've never been to Elite. There's no where her family lives is so podunk that they don't even have an American Legion.
Oh, that's too bad.
There's no Legion. I mean, there's supper clubs, but there's no Legion.
Oh, we have an American Legion up in Wausau, Wisconsin, and the appetizer is Ritz crackers and the spray
pickled
cheese
herring?
In the can.
Oh, no. The easy cheese?
Yes.
do you do like pickled herring, like the herring out of a jar?
It's not at the Legion because that's too much money, but yes, I've done that.
Yeah.
I'll eat fish.
They love their pickled fish out of a jar up there.
That is so true.
My father-in-law will I'm Italian, so I do an antipasto every year on Christmas.
Okay.
And, you know, you put lots of cheeses and olives and he'll look at that and be like, what is that? I'm like, dude, you eat fish out of a jar. You don't get to question what I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
You peel a tin off your fish. You can't question my sausages.
Right, of course.
Yeah, but you came around.
How about lutefisk? Have you tried that smelly fish?
No, that's like the worst thing on earth.
Well, you got to try it once. I tried it once.
No, I don't.
It's terrible.
No, to this day, I've never had malort. I'm not trying that either.
What do you mean you've never tried it? You get to just try it.
Why would I try something that everybody says is inherently awful? So I can tell people it's awful?
Yes.
I'll take your word for it.
Dave?
You know?
I remember you asked me earlier this morning what things I'd ever eaten. I just came up with two right there.
There
never
it is
tasted
right there.
Either of those things.
I don't understand why I need to. Just like if somebody ate duty and they were like, oh, it's terrible. You got to try this. No, I'll take your word for it. It looks awful. It smells awful. But you don't need me to also convince people that it's terrible.
We talked about this earlier. Is there one food as an adult that you've never eaten your entire life? For me, it's a plum. I've never had a plum.
What?
Never had a plum.
Have you never had a plum?
Well, you've never had malort.
Yeah, but a plum is a commonly eaten fruit around the country.
Yep. No, never had one.
Now, at this point, are you vehemently opposed to trying a plum?
I don't know.
Street going?
I'm going to hold out for a while. We'll see what happens.
I might bring one in tomorrow.
Dave, it's a delightful little fruit, isn't it?
I agree. I'm with you 100%.
Seems a little soft.
Oh, you get a nice purple plum. Oh, nice and juicy.
Mm.
Delicious. Yeah. Just the right size. A little snack.
No.
Very nice. It's delicious.
Let me bring up John in Palatine. John, say hello to Pat Tomasulo, the star of the WGN Morning News.
Hello, Pat. How are you?
I'm good, John. How the hell are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
So, John, you can make the show tomorrow night at the Beverly Arts Center.
tomorrow night I can make the show at the Beverly Arts Center. Yes, I can.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. John,
well, I'm glad you had no plans, John.
Okay.
Nothing like waiting until the last minute to hope you win free tickets on a radio show.
There it is, baby. And we took care of him. John, any questions for a Pat Tomasulo before I put you on hold?
No, what time's the show tomorrow night?
What's that?
What time's the show?
What time
did you get the tickets to? I think it's the 9:30 show, right?
Is it the 9:30 or the 7 show? Okay.
I don't know. You're the one who arranged this.
We'll work that out. It's either 7 or 9:30. You're doing two different shows tomorrow night.
The only one, there's a few tickets left for the 9:30 show. We are almost sold out. So if anybody has not made their plans yet and was caller number 1 through 6, you can you can get them on my website. That's the easiest way to get them, pattomasulo.com. It's way cheaper than going to one of those dopey hotel parties that Channel 7 is going to be at.
Is it required if you're a comedian to work on New Year's Eve?
If you want to make money, it is, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Hold on a second, that's my alarm. I had my alarm set to remind me that I had to talk to you today.
Right on time. That's my guy right there.
Well, no, I hit snooze 4 times. So it actually went off 20 minutes ago.
That's nice. Pat.
John, who are you bringing with you to the show?
John is on hold. We're getting his information right now.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Well, I got to wrap you up. We got to go. John Williams is coming in.
Hey, that's fine. Oh, she saved me for last.
I was just trying to get my big love speech here.
Your final comedian of the night. I'm headlining your show.
Right.
That's very good. It's an honor.
Happy New Year. And
Happy New Year, buddy. I'll see you tomorrow night.
One of my New Year's resolutions is to see you more in the new year.
Oh, didn't you resolve that last year, too?
Well, I hope to be on the WGN Morning News more often. Thanks.
All right. Well, me too.
Pat Tomasulo, everybody. Give your website one more time for tickets.
PatTomasulo.com.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, guys. Dave, good to talk to you, too. Happy New Year.
You, too. Happy New Year.
That is the talented, the funny, the greatest comic of our time, the star of the WGN Morning News.
I've seen him, and he is very funny.
He is funny.